This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Crocker Stevenson is known for rich description in his stories of city life. For 30 years, he's relied on the power of observation, but now he has to find a new way to tell stories. Jane Hamden reports.
Crocker Stevenson has covered faraway wars and 9/11. In Milwaukee, he reports on poverty and child welfare. But whatever he's writing about, he wants readers to picture it.
The most profound moments I've had as a journalist have been visual moments. The Oklahoma City bombing, looking at the federal building at night with all the steel hanging off of it and that glittering in the dark. I'm glad that I had those experiences, but those stories are not available to me now.
That's because Stevenson is losing his sight. It's a condition that doctors can't quite define, but it's turning his world into a blur of fuzzy shapes and vague patches of light.
Yeah, last night was the first story where I was out in the field in the dark and couldn't take notes.
I'm walking with Stevenson from his house to the bus, headed to the Journal Sentinel building downtown. That story from the night before was about a group called Street Angels.
They drive to some of the most remote homeless people in the woods, into camps and under bridges and things like that to deliver food. It was absolutely amazing.
Green Line.
Good morning.
Stevenson can't drive anymore, so the bus is a lifeline. Can you see stuff out the window? Like, can you tell what part of the city we're in?
I know that because this is a big stop, I know we're at the corner of North and Oakland. But no, if I had been asleep and opened my eyes, I wouldn't know where I was.
He gets to the newsroom and sits down at his desk with an oversized monitor, special lights, and a magnifying glass. They help him write a new column. It's called Better Angels, stories about the kindness and compassion he's finding as his vision fades away. He's written about a hospice doctor confronting his own death and a Facebook group helping families in crisis.
My approach to this kind of column before would have been a little bit cynical.
But he is striking notes that are more uplifting than sappy. He listened to young violinists playing music their great-great-grandfather composed in a refugee camp.
Yeah, it was striking. It was beautiful, and you could hear their violins ring throughout the house. I've always looked for, like, the telling detail. I used to have very, very few quotes in my stories, and now I use a lot of quotes, in part because I tape all my interviews, and maybe I haven't been listening to people well enough. I haven't realized how revealing people can be with their own word choices or the word that a person comes up with after a long pause. My interviews have become much more intimate.
The intimacy is resonating with readers. They're sharing the column and sending Stevenson story ideas. Tom Ketting is deputy managing editor at the Journal Sentinel.
The grounding mission of good journalism is to report on what it's like to live in this place at this time. And these stories are right down that alley.
Columnist Jim Stingle has worked with Stevenson for more than 30 years. He sees the optimism of the Better Angels series reflected in his friend.
Crocker's always been one of these people with an unusually large fear of death. And yet, here's a guy that's losing his vision, and it's amazing the way that he sort of jokes about it and soldiers on. I mean,
I love inspiring Jim. You know, fear of death is also a love of being alive, and so this is a change in its life, and so I embrace it. I have to embrace it.
Stevenson says he has not quite embraced his new cane, but his new column is a different story. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Jane Hamden.